actually, when I was asking him what he wanted, what he needed, he gave some specifics. He wanted some salmon. He wanted, you know, other things. And then he said, could you send some mugs to us, Mom? He said, you know, we're drinking out of styrofoam and paper cups, and that's understandable that they would be. So I initially thought, well, I'll just gather some mugs and send them to him. And then I thought, you know, that it would be nice to have, you know, something of Petersburg that he could look at, and he and his, those serving with him there could, you know, take a look every day and know that a community was thinking of them. So that's when I first initially put the plea out for, I was hoping for 18 mugs, and the response was overwhelming.
Yeah, what did you get?
Well, businesses and individuals helped get the 18 mugs and stuff to fill them, and got those sent off. And then the Lutheran Church said, we have a lot of mugs here, and we could, you know, we would gladly lend those to the project. So then I thought, okay, I'm going to need a little more help than that. So I
put the call out again.
Put the call out again.
Said, put some packages together. How many mugs do you guess that you have now to send over?
Right now, I sent the initial 18, and then there's at least 120 more. So we're going to be assembling those on Saturday and getting those out.
You're putting what drinks along with them and that kind of thing, or
right? Each mug is going to have a packet of cocoa, a packet of cider, and then someone donated Starbucks Vias, so one's going to go in each mug, and some candy canes.
Okay.
So they're going to be cups of cheer.
All right, and the trick is packaging them up so they're strong enough to make the trip around the world.
Right. The first 18, Gabe did get them, and he said that six of them had broken. The handles had broken, and he was like, "Not too bad." And I was thinking, "Oh, that's terrible." So we're gonna pack them better this time.
Your son is he infantry or what?
He's with the 101st, okay. And so that's airborne.
Okay.
And he's in communications.
Okay.
So.
And do you talk to him often, or?
You know, today's technology is so advanced. We've talked a couple times, but texting. We text several times a week.
Oh, okay. All right. And I imagine this is just a way to reach out as a mom and say you're thinking of him. And
you know, in order to, you know, have the opportunity to send so many over there, we have an amazing community that has, you know, people were stopping me in the store and handing me money. People were saying, what can I do? I'd say something specific, and then within minutes there would be, you know, packets of cider in my hands. And so it's many, many people and businesses and organizations have contributed to this effort. I nicknamed it Cup of Cheer, Operation Cup of Cheer, because it kind of had a military feel to it. But also, it was during Christmas time when I was trying to get the initial set of mugs over to Gabe, and the Burl Ives song, Holly Jolly Christmas, came to mind, and I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. And I thought, okay, we can do this. We can just bring a smile to somebody's face.
It's kind of cool to think about all the mugs from Petersburg being over there in Afghanistan, too.
And you know, that just knowing that a community has pulled together and is thinking about them and thanking them for their service.